Okay, now let's give a timetable again. After you, Daryl Linden, and Reddy Dixon, and Hilton Koch reached basically a verbal agreement to continue discussions about taking the necessary steps in order to purchase the team, purchase the Houston Comets from Leslie Alexander, the owner of the Rockets, and the Comets at this point in time. Let's give the fans, the listeners, an idea of the timetable of things that progressed from meetings in October to Hilton becoming the owner of the team January 31st, 2007.
Well, things started moving pretty fast after that. We went to Toyota Center and met with the Rockets as a new group, myself and Hilton team together. Since I was the basketball person of the group, we decided that Hilton would focus on the promotions and marketing side. Since he had been a Rockets and Comets sponsor, he wasn't as familiar with the basketball side of things, as well as the sports business side. So I kind of took a lead in those two areas. And what we did is we knew from previous team sales to non-NBA owners what the expectations were going to be from Mr. Stern's office and Don Orler's office. So we started building our plan to acquire the team. At this time, there were probably one more candidate that was in the picture to purchase the Comets. So we put together a business plan idea that we felt was second to none, that addressed every aspect of how to run the team in accordance with the NBA operation manual, as well as with the players in a collective bargaining agreement. And then we took care of the business side. You know, of course, there's the big financial side of any deal. We had to put together a contract that was two parts, an arena use agreement, as well as a team purchase agreement. And they kind of worked hand in hand. We had a great team of lawyers, both out of Houston and New York, that were on our side helping us with this, who were corporate merger-type attorneys. So we knew that for the team to succeed, the key was to get an arena use agreement. That there's a lot of part that goes into that agreement, both the rent of the arena as well as how you will operate within that arena. So that was very time-consuming. You're talking about that was primarily most of December through the Christmas break and into the new year before we finally had a solid agreement that we were able to use. And we wrapped that up, and we went back and forth with the Rockets making red lines and changes, and we finally came up with an agreement that we thought was acceptable for both sides. And that's the one we moved to sign. We then drafted up an intent to purchase a team, and once that letter of intent was done, you know, that was pretty much, you know, stated that Hilton had serious interest in buying the team. And we were invited to the NBA league meetings at the time in New Orleans after that, to where they pretty much introduced us, wanted us to meet a lot of the NBA team, and those, some of those owners in front office, sales and marketing personnel that ran the WNBA teams. So I pretty much knew it at that point in December when we went to New Orleans that it was going to be a done deal. I knew we were the front runners to purchase a team. And the credit to the Rockets and Mr. Alexander, they really wanted a local owner, and they wanted someone who was committed. And at that time, they felt it was a win-win because they had a Comets owner who was not only a Rocket sponsor, but was a Comets sponsor as well. So it was no one that they had to sell in terms of the financial side of supporting a basketball team here, because they knew Hilton had shown quite a bit of interest in sponsoring the Rockets and the Comets. So that kind of took us into the new year. The new year was mainly spent finalizing the arena use agreement, and by the time the WNBA Board of Governors meeting came around late January. We were invited to that as well, but this was a little bit different in terms of we were being invited as actual the new ownership team. So we went to that meeting in New York, met with all the other NBA owners and some of the GMs that came to the meeting. Then we returned back to Houston and scheduled the, we had the turnover meetings with the WNBA officials, and then we scheduled the press conference for January 31st and announced the sale of the team.